Yes.
Yes, Cymru Radio.
Yes.
Radio Free Wales.
Yes.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of Radio Yes Cymru podcast and also on YouTube. Hope you follow us and keep following the different podcasts we have lined up for you. An important podcast today, we're discussing the huge Independence Yes Cymru All Under One Banner rally taking place in Swansea on the 20th of May, in a few weeks' time. And I'm very glad to say that Sam Murphy is here from Yes Abertawe, one of the people organising. Sam, welcome to the Radio Yes Cymru podcast. How are things?
Good, thanks, Sean. Yeah, really excited about the march coming up. You know, we're doing a lot of work to prepare for it as well. And
Let's get the important things first. Sam, as we are Welsh and we say you're from Swansea, but I know that's not detailed enough for Yes Cymru people. So whereabouts in Swansea you're from, Sam? Tell us something about yourself.
Well, you know, I've lived in Swansea my whole life. I was born in Swansea. I work in Swansea. I had my degree in Swansea University, and I live in Swansea now. I started my life in Wynarloedd, yeah. I've been living in Gorsainon for the last 8 years.
Good stuff. That's the kind of detailed information we need for Yes Cymru podcast. Good. So you're involved in the Yes Abertawe, the Yes Group, Yes Cymru Group in Swansea. The rally is on Saturday, the 20th of May, 2023, in case you're listening to this in the future. We'll go to details in a minute, Sam. But some people will be listening and thinking, well, you know, we had a big rally in Cardiff earlier on. We had a big rally then in Wrexham. You know, why do we really need another rally? I mean, is independence about more than just rallies and people waving flags, basically?
I think it's really important because, Wales is a diverse country. You know, every town and village and area has got its own thing going on. And I certainly think that in Swansea, we've got our own thing going on. And we definitely need to bring the independence movement to Swansea and also show the rest of Wales and the rest of the independence movement in Wales what Swansea's got to offer as well. So, yeah, no, I think it's really important. And I look forward to it going elsewhere after Swansea too.
Yeah, and I mean, there's going to be a rally back in 2019 in Swansea, if I remember correctly, or 2020, and then COVID struck across us. So people like Trish did a lot of big, good work in running up to that, but then we had to cancel because of COVID. So I'm very glad it's going to Swansea. It's the second biggest city in the country. It's an absolutely essential place we win for the independence movement. I think it'd be fair to say Swansea's been quite a hard nut for the national movement in its whole to crack over the decades. It's been a peculiar place. And on one way, as someone from Cardiff, it feels more Welsh than Cardiff. You know, the accent is stronger. There's certainly areas just outside Swansea, like Morriston and then Trebanos and Glyth and all these areas. We're very strong Welsh speaking is until recently. But for some reason, 10, 15 miles to the west in Carmarthenshire, and even so maybe in Neath, the city itself has always been quite ambivalent. And then occasionally you see some of these Swansea City fans finding Union Jack, which nobody in Cardiff does anymore. So there's a peculiar thing going on there. So maybe explain to people maybe out different parts of Wales and outside Wales. You know, what's the dynamics in Swansea, maybe how people feel about the independence question there?
That's a really quite difficult question, Sean. very complex. Swansea's a complex city in a way. It sits at a lot of intersections around Wales. If you think of as a sort of second city, there's a notorious rivalry with the capital city for a start. Then you have a sort of, in Wales there's a north-south divide, so to speak. You know, that's not all our fault. You know, the transport links between north and south are notoriously bad too.
You've been leafleting in Swansea and you've been part of it. I understand you're also organising that. So what kind of response have you had to Swansea? As I say, I think the point I'm trying to make is there aren't many Plaid Cymru councillors there. The city did vote for devolution in 97. Cardiff didn't. And again, we'll see in 2011 as well. What kind of response have you had from the ordinary people in the city, do you think?
To be honest, when we've been out on the street, everyone's been quite polite. Some people have been pleasantly surprised to see us. You know, there are now and then the odd, you know, person who opposes independence. But personally, I haven't met any really strong opposing feelings in Swansea. You know, I think it's been a...
The thing is, it's an issue which people sort of have this. I was thinking the other day, I mean, Cardiff, because we had the march in 2019, and you got like the media there and a lot of people, I have the feeling that I wouldn't want to overstate it, but independence sort of people see it about the place to some extent. Depends, you know, what the circles. Do you feel that's the same in Swansea? Is it something which people are sort of started to think about, or is it something which is very new, or something which people just haven't thought about in any detail, or is it something different to that?
It depends who you speak to. I mean, it definitely feels that there's, you know, there's a change in the air. There's an opening up to it. If I think of my own experience, you know, I came of age in, the cool Cumbria years, but in my very early years, there was almost a sort of reticence, a bit of shyness about acknowledging, Welshness amongst, you know, where I was from and my family, and you sort of, there was a bit of a shyness and almost an uncomfortableness about using the Welsh language, say as well, but. You know, that's changed over the years with devolution, and they certainly think, you know, since the last 10 years of government, particularly, you know, we look in and we sort of feeling more integrated into the wider Welsh community.
Yeah, really. And I'd agree with that. So to go to the rally itself, I was saying, it's on Saturday, 20th of May. What time does it, well, you tell the listeners and viewers, what time does it start, where does it start, what people need to do, and the basic stuff like that?
We're encouraging people to start gathering from 11:30 in the morning onwards. That'll be beginning in Wine Street in Swansea. We'll allow some time for people to gather. We aim to kick off the march to actually march through the city starting at 1:00 then. We'll make our way around a few of the main streets, up Castle Street, up the Kingsway, and finally ending up by Museum Square.
It's a really nice route. You know, anyone knows of Swansea. Wine Street is a very famous, infamous street in the town for pubs and restaurants there. Very lively place on a Saturday night. So anyone in Swansea knows where Wine Street is. And the route is walking through the city centre, isn't it? So, I mean, this is great. So it's not some in the suburbs. You know, when you're kicked out to somewhere like Clansamlet or something. It's in the centre of the town. People will see us. We need to be there to be seen. So people need to be on the best behaviour. I know they will in any case. But it'll be a nice vibe, I think. It's a fantastic route. There's a bit of walking, but it's not a huge, maybe within a mile and a half, maybe. But it's essentially the same route as the Pride March, isn't it? So it seems to me that Swansea City Council basically decided with any possessions, this is the route they have, and they got that sorted out. So it's been great in that respect. So I'm very glad to see the cooperation with Swansea City Council in that respect and the police. So it starts at 1:00, but get there in good time, because it is in the centre of town, so I mean, parking and stuff like that, give enough time for that. So with the march that we want people to bring their flags, their Yes Cymru flags, the Welsh flags, other flags. We need to make a colourful occasion, because if you're not bringing flags and stuff, it just looks like a lot of people going for a walk, right? So the visual is important. And, you know, the royal family understand this. Well, that's why they spending £100 million on it, because they want these images across the country. Well, we don't have £100 million in the Welsh independence movement, but we do have the people. And, you know, we need to be sure people know who we are, what we're doing. And, you know, make some noise as well. So there will be some noise. I know, chant and, you know, bring some whistles or something if you have. Anything special, anything new or different about the march in Swansea, Sam?
We've got, I think, in the local group, Yes Our Tower, we've got a quite creative and idiosyncratic group. You know, we've got some unique talents around as well. We're lucky enough to have a couple of guys who are very active in the group who have mobility issues. And from them, we came up with an idea for something we're calling either scooters with hooters for the guys who use the mobility scooters, or front row seats for anyone who might be using a wheelchair. And we're inviting these people to actually come and lead our march. I think it'll show the wonderful, you know, the diversity and idiosyncrasy of our group, and also, you know, of the city. This is what Swansea's got to show to Wales. It's quite a dynamic and creative city when you take the time to get to know it.
I think it's an absolutely fantastic idea. And a bit of fun, isn't it, with scooters with hooters. I think it's a fantastic name. And, you know, it brings people in together without hopefully people feeling embarrassed or awkward. You know, it's not an add-on. It's an integral part of the march. We want people to be there. We want people to be as they are, to be part of the march. I think it's a fantastic idea, Sam. And it's all respect for the Swansea people getting up together yesterday about Tower, for having that kind of thought and integrate it into the march in a way which is fun and normal and elevates people rather than makes them feel, you know, they maybe shouldn't be there. And the other great idea I've seen on Twitter, I don't know, I never know what to call these things. People have been knitting things to put on pillar boxes, and there's probably a name for this, which I don't know what. But this is an absolutely fantastic idea. You know, I mean, I'm amazed that people have the time and the patience and the ability to knit these kind of things with Yes Cymru's bunting and dragons and red, white and green. But who came up with the idea? How did that come about?
Again, that was one of our, you know, more active members, a woman called Rhiannon. Rhiannon Barra, right. And she is called Yarn Bombing, by the way. You know, so yeah, it's just the idea is that you knit or you crochet something in, and of course the theme we're going for is Yes Cymru. Right. So they're knitting loads of Yes Cymru logos. There's going to be lots of red and white going on, and then they'll be attaching these knitted objects to things like post boxes or trees or bollards along the route. So again, it's going to be something that's a little bit different that you might not have seen at previous marches. For people, as you're marching along, you might be able to see an object that's been yarn bombed with a Yes Cymru logo.
It's absolutely fantastic. And, you know, I mean, companies go back to the Royal Family, they spend £100 million to try and make a point for the coronation, find that's the prerogative. But, you know, we've got people in the Yes Independence movement doing stuff of the goodness of their own heart for free, probably at a loss because they're paying for the wool and stuff as well. And it's, you can't buy this kind of passion. You can't buy this kind of dedication to a cause, you know, and we got it for free because people actually believe in Welsh independence and people stand up and all two people fighting for it. And if I was in Swansea, I may not be taking notice of different leaflets and stuff, but something like that would really trigger my interest. And it just shows that people are serious about something and in a nice, tactile-friendly way. Yeah, you know, I'm afraid you're hearing about it going up on the Kingsway, Sam. I know about the Kingsway. I hope it's going to be there on the Sunday morning. But it's an absolutely fantastic idea. Again, you know, if you're a marketing company, you'd be paying for these kind of ideas. And we got them in the independence movement with Yes Cymru, with all under one banner. People doing it from the goodness of their own hearts because they believe it should be a normal independence country. Absolutely fantastic. So those are two great things. I mean, if you're interested, please listen, follow Yes Cymru, all under one banner. Yes Abertawe, so Yes A-B-E-R, Aber means where the river meets the sea. Abertawe, T-A-W-E, Tawe is the river, obviously. So Yes Abertawe, or just Google it, and you'll find these stuff going up. And, you know, share on, you know, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, the usual stuff, because we need to get the message out, don't we?
Yeah, and if I could, Sean, just a little plug, right? If anyone is listening to this and they do want to get involved with scooters for hooters, front row seats, or with the yarn bombing, all volunteers are welcome, the more the merrier. So if they want to get involved, they can email abertawe@yes.cymru and you know, give us their details and we'll get in touch with them to get involved.
And Sam, you're also doing leaflets. I've been leafleting out in Aberystwyth, which is, you know, it's a bit of exercise. You stick a podcast on, some music on, you know, you've done your 10,000 steps or whatever, 5,000 steps, it's quite nice. So there's a good schedule of events you're leafleting in, Sam. So maybe if you can give people an idea kind of thing. And again, we need people to chip in on this one with you. So you've been out in a food festival and started this weekend, is it? And rugby matches?
Yeah, we were at Uplands Market on Saturday. There's a little street market that goes on, lovely little street market in Swansea. So we were walking around there, handing out some leaflets, you know, having some conversations with people, which is great. I mean, that's it, part of what we're trying to do is get out there, be seen, get face to face with people and actually talk to people about independence. You know, maybe we can change some minds. Maybe we can learn something as well while we're at it. You know, and then later on, a few of us also went on. We happened to have the Pride March in Swansea the same day. So we went and handed out some leaflets there as well. Again, the same thing. You know, it was a lovely warm day, great party atmosphere, which I hope we'll have at our march as well. I'm sure we will. You know, so it's just great to get around and just share the excitement of what's coming up for us, you know.
Yeah, and this is the importance of the march, isn't it? The day itself is an important day, but the leading up, you know, the getting touch, it gives the movement an excuse, if we want, to talk to people, and also an excuse for people to talk to us, you know. So we're meeting people in their place and asking them to come to us, meet them in their place, and community, but some people will take no notice and some will or two may be unhappy. But most people are fairly open, and I think that's a big change since the first one in 2019, is, you know, just the awareness that independence actually is an option. It's a serious grown-up option, and a lot of people now thinking, you know, it is an option to be taken, and the latest poll was, what, 33% or whatever. So it's been hovering around 30% now for a couple of years. I mean, the next step, I think, is something like 45, and I think it'll be a big chunk of that type, in my view. That's not a seismologist, but I'm just, yeah, I think there's constituents of people who will come over on block. But, you know, we're doing the groundwork here, getting the message out, getting people to listening to podcasts like this, and hopefully, you know, they come over to us. The day itself, you told people, please get there on time. You don't be rushing there, you know, with 5 minutes to go and you're running, trying to find a car park. Come in time, enjoy Swansea, you know, go for a bite, have a coffee, have a pint of something before, not too many pints. You know, but spend money in the city. That's another good way of people getting to us. The march itself, I don't think you've released speakers yet, or maybe there's an embargo or that, so I don't want you to get into trouble. But I mean, if you could tell us maybe some more ideas for the march itself, or maybe after the march or something.
What I will say, right, is, I mean, the list of speakers, will be released in time by Yes Cymru and All Under One Banner jointly, as will a list of fringe events, which we've got arranged as well. So I'll tell you, there'll be a range of different activities. I really hope that there'll be something for everyone for you to do that's been organised by our group and by other groups that are in favour of independence, that are joining us, so that you know, there'll be that to do, and you know, the events will start, you know, on Friday evening as well.
That's it. Yeah, because I know there's a discussion by Melin Drafod, I think in Tea Tower, on the economy of independence. So that's something I've happened to come across. So, but as you say, there'll be more stuff like that. So really, it's a weekend. You know, I mean, it's worth coming down on the Friday, taking your time, going to something on Friday night, or go for a meal or whatever, come to the event on Saturday, stick around, you know, and just enjoy. And this is one of the things I like about the Independence March, is I hadn't been to Wrexham for years. Actually, the last time I think I was there was for the Eisteddfod year, about 10 years ago. And I know when the rally was up in Caernarfon, people had never been to Caernarfon. They stayed up and saw the place. Obviously, people are more familiar with Cardiff. But I'd say with Merthyr, you know, people hadn't been to Merthyr. So people are getting to know their own country, I think. They're traveling, they're meeting different people, different types of Welshness, different types of Welsh people, and it's all good stuff, I think.
I think that's exactly right. And, you know, I'm looking at it being like, we've got a political point to make, but it's also, you know, it's a festival, it's a celebration. That's one of the things that's really enjoyable about being part of Yes Cymru to me is the optimism and the forward-lookingness of it. And also, like you said, getting to know people from other parts of Wales. If we go back to the leafleting as well, we've been doing face-to-face leafleting, but we also did some residential drops, putting leaflets through people's letterbox on Sunday. And I had a group of people come to join me. I had some from Cardiff, some from Newport, some from Pontypool, some from Merthyr, you know. So it was, you know, all the South Wales coming together. I'm sure that people from the North would have come if we'd have given them all notice.
and this is all good stuff. And, you know, if you look at the All Independence Movement, it has been a cultural movement, hasn't it? You know, people getting together, people making music, writing poetry, people taking taking pictures and photographs and people having fun. And if it isn't fun, people just don't bother. So the Yes Movement has to be a movement of optimism for people, I think, because people are feeling a bit down. You know, it is tough now. And I think, going back to the royal wedding, you know, I think people are just thinking, you know, they got their own problems and then they've seen this going on. And I think most people, although I'm a Republican, I think most people sort of feel okay as a head of state, whatever. But I think they really misjudged it this time. And I'm surprised how little, there's nothing going on in Aberystwyth, you know, exactly like zero. And I was expecting some kind of bunting and some of the shops, even if it's just like a corporate thing. I'm struck by how little is going on. And I think that said something. And compare that then with people with a knitting bomb or whatever the word term you use, and people doing this out of the goodness of their own heart, and it's a different ball game, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, and you know, we're having the coronation on the 6th of May, and you know, then 2 weeks later, you know, we get to have our own moment, so to speak. Yes. I mean, there might be some royalists who are part of our movement, so I don't exclude them either. You know, it was one of the options for being independent is you could be part of a Commonwealth, yes, like Canada or Australia are, you know, and that's fine too. You know, but like you said, some of the, you know, the sort of, there's a kind of lack of enthusiasm about it, I think. I agree with you, you know. I saw, for example, Kate, you know, went to see a baby bank recently in Berkshire.
Yeah.
And, you know, personally, I mean, this is my own personal point of view, but I was just really struck by the real inequality of it, an actual princess going to a bank where, you know, people are putting items and donating items because people can't afford to clothe or feed or put nappies on their babies. And it's only a stone's throw from where they live with millions of pounds. And I think as Welsh people, you know, one of the things that draw us together, right? We have like an inherent sense of fair play, chware teg, timod. Yeah, you know, it's that's one of the things I think drives, you know, is behind that lack of enthusiasm, particularly in Wales for the coronation.
Yeah, and it is absolutely bonkers. And you're thinking, I just read the news today, and you know, I think the Welsh government is asking school to look at not having logos on their school uniforms because it costs a lot of money. I think, heavens, people could afford that after the Second World War. You know, the problem isn't school uniform, is it? You know, the problem isn't the badges too expensive. The problem is people aren't paid enough wages. You know, this is the problem. And we're sort of skirting around it. I didn't say food banks. You know, the problem is people just aren't getting enough money for the work they're doing. And, you know, there's no wonder people are skint. And then to see then someone who is a millionaire and getting a coronation, which is fair, you know, any head of state. And I think when Wales does become independent, I mean, if we are a republic and we have a president like Ireland, you know, yeah, we need to make a show of it and celebrate it. But I mean, the Irish presidency costs £4 million a year for everything. I know this coronation has cost like 100 million for one event. We're drawing to a close now, Sam. So the main point is that get there in time, enjoy Swansea, stay the night, you're fun. Stay the night down. You know, what else are you going to do? You know, enjoy the time. See the city. It's a lovely people, a friendly city, fantastic beach, which Swansea people just seem to remember they have. My daughter's at university, Gwenno is in. And, you know, it's absolutely amazing beach. I live in Aberystwyth. We've got a rubbish beach, really. The 3 miles long of sun, of sand, you know. Enjoy the beach even on Sunday if it's sunny.
Well, we've got some wonderful beaches around the Gower, you know, some world-class beaches around the Gower, if you really want to come and make a weekend of it. And I hope the weather's going to be lovely, you know, that would really make it. But yeah, we're really, really looking forward to, you know, people coming to Swansea. If you can make it for a weekend, that'll be great. Come to all the fringe events. That'll be great. You know, if you're just driving in for the march, enjoy the march and go on. We're going to try and make it the best experience.
And if you're coming in by train, Sam, I think it's not very far. It's about a 10-minute walk from the train station to the kickoff station, isn't it?
Yeah. It'll be literally, you get out of the train station, turn to your left, and you just follow that street straight down, and it'll lead you all the way to Wine Street.
It's Oxford Street, I think, isn't it? And it comes down to
You come off on that. You come Oxford Street's in a different direction, but come onto the High Street.
Yeah.
If you turn left, the High Street leads directly onto Castle Street, which leads directly onto Wine Street.
That's it.
So, yeah, like you said, just a straight line, 5 minutes walk.
Just follow the crowd. The important thing is there's still leaflets to distribute, so you still need people to chip in. So if you're living in Swansea, Caernarfon, Neath. I mean, say even Cardiff, you know, with Drive Away or, you know, Carmarthen. Please help the crew over there, because it's a big ask. Welsh people know it's like when the Eisteddfod comes, you've got to raise money and get stuff together for the Eisteddfod. It's a great privilege, but there's a lot of work to be done. So, I mean, the crowd in Swansea have really worked really hard for this. There's a lot of thought being made into it. And they, as you've heard from Sam's ideas, a lot of new stuff happening, which I think will be taken up by marches in the future as well. But you need people, bodies on the street to help. Are you still looking for people to help with the stewarding on the day, or is that okay?
Well, we're approaching the number of volunteers we want, but, you know, we would appreciate a couple of more. So if you want to help either with leafleting or with stewarding, or we got some other things you can help with on the day, email abertawi@yes.cymru.
And, you know, with the leafleting and stuff like that, you know, just do what you can. So if you can just afford an hour, that's fine. That's great. You don't need to do more than an hour. But that hour, that 45 minutes will be very much appreciated. You know, so we want to shop in any way they can. I know if you're coming down and you know, bring someone in the car with you if you're driving down, you know, bring a friend or your kids or whatever. And it will be a family event. So if you're thinking about it, it'd be totally safe. It'd be a good vibe there. Sam Murphy, thanks for making the time to speak to Radio Yes Cymru on YouTube and also on a podcast. I'm looking forward to Swansea. I just can't wait. I think it's just been fantastic. And I think it'll be a great just juxtaposition between the Royal Coronation and then what, you know, the Werin Bobl, you know, people of Wales are doing from their own money on their own time to elevate our little country to become an independent nation state. Sam Murphy, I will see you in Swansea, and I'm sure other people, when they see you, give Sam a big pat on the back for all the work he and the rest of Yes Abertawe have made. And please follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and please share the information so we get as many people to Swansea as possible. Sam, diolch yn fawr I ti, and we'll speak soon, I'm sure.
Diolch yn fawr, Sean.
Great.
Yes, Cymru Radio.